Welcome, and it's time for your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago.
I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 6/17/21, show number 287. The big news, Nick, is gold is still getting hammered.
Gold is getting hammered today, and it's a pretty big decline. It started yesterday, obviously, after the FOMC announcement. Nowhere did the Fed say they were going to raise rates or even begin their tapering, but the market has taken that as a potential tapering down the road, and gold today is getting spanked. If you take a look at the GLD, which everybody can look at, that's down about 2.8%, and then gold futures are down about 4.3%, which is around an 80-point decline. So we are looking at gold getting hit pretty hard, but there are a lot of daily chart support levels right here. So it'll be important to see where we finish the week and also early next week with gold. But right now, pulling back into a major support level on the daily chart, and we'll see if it sticks. But it is definitely getting pounded today.
All right. And on the other note, on the other hand, we're looking at tech is strong this morning, huh? Amidst all the other carnage.
Yeah, you have the Dow down 215 points. You have the Russell 2000 down about 0.8%. You have the spiders today down just a little bit, maybe a little over 0.1%. But the NASDAQ is up 0.7%, and the NASDAQ 100 is up 1%. So tech is rallying on the back of whatever. Tech has actually been behaving pretty well this month and continues its upside momentum. And the irony here is that you have bond yields trading down a bit, and that probably is the catalyst for tech to get a bid. So, again, a lot of moving parts out here. This is a quad-witching options expiration, and, some of the moves will be dramatic during a quad-witch.
Hey, so, it is quadruple-witching hour. So is that what really the decline in gold is about here?
I have to think that is definitely a big part of it. When everybody's on one side of the trade, if they can find an imbalance, they'll take it the other way. I happen to own Agnico Eagle Mines. I own call options in the GDX, and I still got a lot of time on that. But we are seeing a big move down in a lot of the gold miners today, and we're seeing a big move up in the dollar, rightfully so. But I have to think that a lot of the moves that take place this week, when we get these dramatic type moves, yeah, the Fed definitely is probably the main catalyst, but overall, they become a little dramatized due to the options X.
Mm-hmm. And of course, our cryptos are holding steady, aren't they?
Well, they're not. They're holding steady. That's the right word. Yeah. So you're sitting with Bitcoin right now, trading around that 38,000 area, 39,000 area. So, they're still hanging in there. But again, that is not a pattern of strength right now. That's just, basically a market that has tested a key support level, and it's hanging above that level, not breaking down. But there's nothing great in the crypto department that I see right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to watch this situation. I kind of think that this is a head fake by gold. It's going to bounce off support and probably make newer highs. It wouldn't surprise me in any event. But as a wise man once said, Nick, the future is always uncertain, right?
Future is always uncertain. That's why I have to rely on the charts. That'll give me my best indication of what the future holds.
Exactly. So, and if you want to trade the way Nick trades, then you got to go over to inthemoneystocks.com, sign up now, check out the Twitter feeds at ITMS. At Nick Santiago 01, at Kerry Lutz. Send us your emails. We'll get to them shortly. That's a promise. Nick, definitely interesting times, but we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Oh, no doubt about it. Thank you, Kerry.